This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Bill Fick Ford. Bill Fick Ford is the number one Super Duty dealer in the entire country, guys. Number one. I can't think of any truck dealer who does more for the rodeo community than Bill Fick Ford. Guys, they're a family-owned and operated dealership. No bull discounts, no bull interest rates when the financing comes in. These are some of the best rates you can get. Yo, you're not in Texas? You're not in Huntsville? Well, guess what? Bill Fick Ford offers nationwide shipping for all their new Super Duties. I can tell you myself, getting a new Super Duty from them, I'm pretty excited when it comes in. Talk to Bill Fick Ford. Go to BillFickFordHuntsville.com. That's BillFickFordHuntsville.com for the best deal on a new Ford Super Duty pickup. Check them out.
This is The Gauge with host Chance Conradu.
Are you freaking serious? It's Conrado. This is The Gauge, and I am Chance Conrado, and on this episode of the podcast, it's kind of a little bonus episode. We are big supporters of the National High School Rodeo Association, and we had talked to them about having on all their champions, and we have got, in this short little kind of mini episode, Riley Webb, who is the tie-down champion for the National High School Rodeo Association for 2020, so check it out. Yeah, this bottle, a little bit too tall for this thing. It looks kind of funny.
Don't you think?
Yeah. It's supposed to keep them cold. I don't think it works. Well, Riley, one of the things that we do here is we really support the National High School Rodeo Association a lot, and we're starting to do more and more with them, and one thing they wanted to do was have their national champions on, and you just so happen to be the tie-down national champion, which has got to be a good feeling.
Yes, sir. It's a great feeling. Luckily, we got to have it this year at Guthrie. We didn't know if it was going to be able to have it up there, but we got to have it.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, for as crazy of a year as it was, I mean, the E really stepped up for a lot of events, but yeah, it sounded like the high school finals was a pretty wild time outside of the rodeo, and they might not do it again.
Yeah, sir, I don't know if they're going to take it back up there. Some of the kids were a little wild.
You can't really blame them, though, right? It's like everyone's so cooped up for the whole year, and you finally get to have, like, National High School Finals is like, what, if you're a rodeo kid, you wait for that. You know, I don't know, I did. We all did. We waited for that. You get to kind of cut loose and have fun. I guess they just maybe did a little too much. But yes, you were probably preparing for your runs. You didn't partake in any of that, did you?
No, sir. You pretty much just go out there and watch all the idiots drive by and wreck their golf carts and run them into the pond.
Yeah, I don't think any of those kids probably won any titles.
Probably not.
Well, I don't know a ton about you other than there's kind of a buzz surrounding you and your kind of your roping abilities and the work you've put in. I mean, you qualified for the American. You've kind of been competing for a little bit with some of the top guys. I mean, you're what, 2 years younger than Shad, and you've roped against Shad quite a bit and some of the top guys. What's your background? I mean, I know you're young, so it's going to be a shallow topic, but I just don't know a ton about you.
Yes,
other
sir.
Than you rope well.
My mom and dad, they put on, you know, ropings for a long time, and then I just was, you know, born into it, and then they'd put them on. I was just, you know, hanging out at the ropings and just got into it, and then when I was old enough to, you know, get on a horse, I always, you know, roped a dummy and had ponies riding around, and then I think 6 or 7, I roped at a jackpot in, I think, Decatur, Texas. It was, they had an extra little Jersey calf, and I got to rope him on bar to my dad's friend's horse and just roped and then caught him, and ever since then, just been trying to get better and enter up and get the best I can be.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting that, like, most kids kind of start out in that area, right? They're like, you know, well, my dad or my uncle or my cousin or whatever, right? And then I caught the bug, and now that's all I want to do. I think your dad's the manager for the American now, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how did he get into that?
Well, I don't know for sure. I think, was it Riley Lambert or somebody? He's friends with them, and I think he was doing it, and then I don't know the exact details. I just know he got lucky enough to be able to do that for a great rodeo.
Yeah, gosh, one of the best. A little long, especially on Sunday, but yeah. The
biggest paying 2-day rodeo.
It for sure is, yeah. I mean, it was a little weird last year just because it was like all this stuff was going on, and it was like culminating during the American.
Luckily, they got to have it right after that. They shut everything down, but
yeah, I know. It's it's a crazy year, and it's kind of weird to be doing a podcast on November 4th. Yeah, you're not even old enough to vote, so it's even more weird. We don't have much to talk about in that regard. But did you play other sports? Did you anything else?
I played baseball for a little bit, probably till I was 11, and then all I wanted to do is rope, and I wanted to commit all my time to roping.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, did your dad do most of your coaching and kind of getting you down the road?
Yes, sir, for sure. I mean, we just had a little practice pen at the house, and we just rope all the time. I mean, he was putting on roping still, so he had, you know, a bunch of calves and stuff. So just break them in and then just be able to rope every day.
Yeah.
That helped a lot. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so you kind of had an advantage over some kids because you were getting to rope fresh calves all the time.
Yes, sir, for sure. I mean, I was 11 or 12 and just to get the reps, you know, just, you know, rope the dummy and be able to rope, you know, live cattle was awesome.
Yeah, no, totally. And with the way the kind of the year went, right, and I don't follow high school, I mean, most adults really don't follow it as much as like the PRCA or something like that, unless your kid's in it. But, I mean, your year started, I mean, did you have a pretty good idea that probably you'd be able to get the national title?
Well, like the Texas is, we have to go to, you know, the regionals and then the Texas state finals. And then, I won second at the Texas state finals. And then, I mean, you always hope to win it, but you just got to go perform and do the best you can. And I mean, we had everybody from, you know, four kids from every state. And, we are Texas. We went first, second, third, and all four of our guys and Utah and Oklahoma, Florida, that's probably, you know, powerhouse states, but just be able to rope against them. And I mean, you still got to do your deal, just draw good and do the best you can do. And it just worked out good.
Yeah. It's crazy how, I mean, you see, we were just talking about Haven and all that, but and he's an outlier cause he's from Montana, but, I mean, the Texas guys are really, that's a pretty good predictor of somebody making it, you know, professionally and being able to do a career is if they excel at the high school rodeo, especially in Texas. Because the one thing about Texas is, you know, as Joe Beaver would say, it's the place to rope calves. I mean, you truly have an advantage here because of the depth of competition that there is, you know, and the access to people to help. I mean, if you're in this kind of general area that we're in right now, there's so many guys that you can lean on to help you. And I mean, I'm sure you've done that.
Yes, sir, for sure. I mean, like at first, probably when I was 13 or 14, you know, Clint Cooper helped me a little bit. And then you know, Tufts helped a little bit. And just being able to have those guys. And now, like, I'm pretty good friends with Shad now. And just be able to have, you know, friends at that level that are willing to help you and, you know, put out what they've learned and what they've been through to help you out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, with tie down the way it is, I mean, it's like there's this new group of guys who are so young. I mean, you look at Haven, you look at Shad. I mean, Shad's like barely older than you.
Yeah, for 2 years.
Yeah, I mean,
he won the national high school finals right before, the year before I did.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It's just strange to see because it just wasn't. I mean, Tuff was young when he went, but before that, it really wasn't like this giant pocket of young kids going, getting their cards, and starting so soon. And obviously, that's probably your goal, right? You see Shad, you see, I mean, Haven, like, did everything there is to do in 1 year, literally.
His
like,
first year.
Just... No one else has done that. The closest who came to it was Joe Beaver, and I don't think he had a circuit finals title. I don't think he won the average either.
Rookie year, just knock it all out, just world average, everything.
Yeah, it's like, do you have anywhere else you can go? And he's so humble about it. I mean, that's probably, like, the best guy to emulate because he's, like, the most humble person ever.
Yes, sir.
It was funny when he was on here, he had turned 22 and I didn't know he was, I still thought he was like 20 years old. I didn't know his exact age and he never corrected me. It just happened to like come up. It was like just that nice of a guy. But I mean, do you know him much?
Yes, sir. I mean, I know him pretty, not like good, but
right. We
talk at the ropings and stuff. He was at like the jackpots we get to go to and, you know, talking about going to Texas, there's two or three jackpots you can go to a week and rope against. Five NFR qualifiers, like last night at Mineral Wells, it was Ty, Haven, Adam Gray, you know, them NFR qualifiers at a Tuesday night jackpot.
Yeah. Yeah, which is, it's like the weirdest thing in the world. You go anywhere else, I mean, it's like, you might get like 30 people in the roping total, and there might be one every 2 weeks. You go up north, like a Wyoming or something like that. There's not even ropings in the winter, really.
Yes,
couple,
sir.
You know, then indoor arenas in Gillette or something, but
you can go to 3 jackpots and 3 rodeos 1 week here.
Yeah.
How did it feel to go up against probably some of the best ropers in the country, where especially at your age?
Yes, sir. I mean, it's a great feeling, like that, that I can make, you know, get through there at where how old I am. And I mean, they have so much more experience than me just to be able to, you know, be at close to that level at this time. And just roping against them, it's awesome. I learned so much just watching. Not, I mean, I'm entered some roping against them, and I learned so much just watching them.
Yeah. Are you one of those visual learners?
Yes, sir.
You pick up more from watching somebody than anything else?
Yes, sir.
That's kind of an advantage in roping. Especially if you can, like, with, like, YouTube. It's funny. Haven was saying that, I think, wasn't he, Ty? Where he could go, and he knows, like, nothing about roping history at all. Like, you drop some names, and he doesn't even know. And he's fine with that, which is that even more interesting about him is, like, he goes and does that, and is like, he couldn't even tell you who won the world a couple of years ago. It's pretty funny. But if you can go and you can watch somebody, like, on YouTube or something with these tools we have, I mean, that's a big advantage. I wasn't that kind of kid.
Yes, sir. That's all. I mean, I roped a dummy. If I didn't have a horse, you know, and watch videos and, you know, could critique my videos of me roping and, you know, compare them to, you know, Joe's or Haven's or Shad's videos and stuff. Just, you know, what they do better, like how Haven taught, his groundwork is flawless, and just how he rides a horse and horsemanship. And then, you know, Shad, he goes, you know, goes fast and really fast. So if you could, you know, take different people's styles and put them together and make, you know, make your own style.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when do you turn 18, by the way?
August. This August.
Oh, this coming August?
Yes, sir. So about 11 months.
Yeah, so you're going to go right for it?
I'm going to try.
Yeah.
Try it on.
Yeah, so you're going to rodeo on your permit and then?
Hopefully get it filled, and then October the next year, go for it, try to go.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, do you have it lined out who you're going to travel with yet?
No, sir, not yet. Probably
won't be hard for you to get with somebody, I bet.
No, sir. I got fortunate enough to have some, you know, good friends that are already in the PRCA that are roping and stuff.
Yeah. The horse that you won the high school finals on, is that who you'll go on?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to save him, keep him for that, and then, you know, get another one or two of them to go with him. And
yeah. Yeah, that's no easy thing to do right now. Finding good tie down horses, yes, sir, is so hard.
They're really hard to find right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was really sad to see that Tyler's horse passed away. That was just,
that's terrible.
Like a gut punch to the industry. So many guys rode that horse. Yeah. I mean, there's not very many 2-time horse of the years out there.
Back to back.
Back to back. That, like, everybody's want to check on. I mean, that's a big loss.
When you go to the finals and, you know, Joe's saying that, I mean, what was it, one rodeo? How many guys won a check on that horse?
Yeah, it was like four or five. Yeah, it was crazy. Like,
what, pay six or eight holes, and they won half the
hole? Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, that was one of the big things that you could credit that horse. I mean, that's like an irreplaceable animal. I don't know what could be going through his head right now. I mean, what exactly happened? I don't know for sure.
I don't either. Sure either story, but that's terrible.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's already hard to find good ones. I mean, you got guys who are going all the way to Brazil to find their horses, and one like that, I mean, whatever might have happened. It was kind of like when Tyson Durfee's horse died.
Yes, sir. You know, that was a great horse, too. That's crazy.
And it's weird. That's the one thing about horses is just there's so much uncertainty with them sometimes. So you doing what you're doing is like a roundabout way of saving them is probably a great idea.
Yes, sir. I mean, that's what Haven's talked to me about, you know, the last couple of weeks is, you know, find something else and save that horse so when you turn 18, you can keep him ready.
Yeah, absolutely. How'd you get the horse, by the way?
Well, my friends had him. We were at a jackpot roping, and I just asked if they knew something for sale, and he said, this one is. So, I rode him in the jackpot and placed on him, and then I think that was 2 weeks before the American this year, and then I bought him and then rode him at the American.
Yeah. Yeah, your mom must be your biggest fan, huh?
Yeah, she's pretty good to have in your corner. Yes, sir.
I could tell. Hey, did you lose as much sleep last night as I did? No. No? Congratulations for you.
I just the Lord, whatever.
That's probably the best advice. I don't know what else you could say. It's just a weird time. It feels weird to be talking about roping today.
All right, so being a Texas roper, do you ever go to Bucky's?
Bucky's, yes, sir. We drive by it almost every time.
I had to ask.
Why are you bringing Bucky's into this?
I had to ask.
That's one of the running jokes on this show.
All right, what's your go-to thing if you go if you stop at Bucky's?
Oh, I just, you know, something to drink and buy a kolache.
See?
Ham and cheese kolache.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what a kolache is?
No, should I? It sounds like something you don't want to mess with.
How do you not know what a kolache is?
That's a weird word. I don't like what you're I don't like the way you say it. Say it, Riley.
Kolache.
How do you spell kolache? I forgot how to spell it. It's, I don't know how to explain because I don't actually eat kolaches.
Again, I don't know what a kolache. Everybody's nodding their head like, yeah, we should all know what we're, I don't know what we're talking about here.
This is a kolache. Oh, it has like a sausage in the center of a croissant.
Okay, yeah, I can see why I wouldn't eat that now just by the look of it.
Well, like, I mean, the ham and cheese is a little different. It's not as bad as that picture.
Yeah, that's not a good picture.
I just pulled up kolache. That's all.
That's a bagel dog. That's a fancy way of saying bagel dog. What is that? Like the French couldn't figure out another word for bagel dog?
So what do you eat in the mornings then?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
I don't really eat breakfast. Do you eat breakfast?
Oh, I usually don't wake up in time for breakfast.
He's just like me.
I mean, you're 17. You don't have an excuse. You're an employed adult. So it doesn't make sense for you. He makes sense. When I was 17, I didn't wake up that early.
So what's keeping you up at night and so you're just sleeping in?
Oh, practicing roping jackpots. Like last night, we got back at 1:30 in the morning from Mineral Wells. And then tonight, we're going to go to Morgan Mill for a jackpot.
Yeah, that's kind of the typical trail you're driving all night.
Well, I don't know that, so I asked.
Yeah, it's Call of Duty for you. It's a little different. Video editing is what he would say. Well, Riley, I think we're going to see some pretty cool things from you. It definitely seems like your future's bright, and we'll be cheering for you. Are you guys going to get to go watch some of the rounds at the NFR?
Yes, sir. And they're going to have the junior NFR at Northside. Being that, and then they have a junior roping in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So I'll be going back and forth in them, and then in between that, go and watch the NFR.
It was dicey there whether or not they were going to do the junior NFR. So,
yeah, so they done a good job to be able to make it happen.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. It's going to be interesting because everything's so close together, but also not that close together.
Yeah, it's not as close as Vegas. Everything's right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I know. Everything's, well, I think we're just lucky that there is something.
Yes, sir, for sure. Be able to, you know, they had the national high school finals and then be able to have the NFR, and it's crazy. Have they ever even had it in Texas before?
The NFR?
Never.
No. In Vegas, Oklahoma City.
So, I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, it is, but it's not. But
well, I mean, the fact that we get to have fans, like that enough is a good enough reason. Because they could have done it in Vegas, but fanless.
Yes, sir.
Well, Riley, we do wish you the best. And are you guys going straight to the roping now?
Yes, sir. We're going to head over there. And it starts at 6 o'clock. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Pretty good timing then.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no. Thanks for coming. And, we'll keep an eye on you and watch you and wish you the best of luck.
Yes, sir.
I'll pop over to the GNFR and watch the tie down.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You bet, guys. Brother, let's go down. This has been The Gauge, hosted by me, Chance Conrado, produced and edited by our guy, Ty Yeager. Shout out to the executive producers, Dustin Pointer and Cody Denton. Marketing and content by Cassie Emerson. Our theme song is by Shay Ashshire and the Night Howlers. Make sure to rate and review this podcast, as well as follow The Gauge on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to The Gauge wherever you get your podcast. We'll see you guys next time.